What up, y'all? It's Panda AOD.
Gem City Nate.
Gem City Nate. And you are listening to?
Baycast.
Hey, bae.
Hey, bae.
Hey, bae.
Hey, bae.
You stopped to choke on your calypso.
Let's get it.
So, thank you guys for tuning in to our first episode last couple weeks ago. We are going to do bi-weekly episodes because we are just entirely too busy to do weekly episodes. We did some question and answer last time.
Yeah.
This time we're just going to recap. That's our regular format. We're going to recap our, you know, couple weeks every time we do a show. That's pretty much what it'll be.
Yeah.
So let's talk about DC. That was our first.
First time in DC.
First time traveling together.
On a plane.
Like, we've traveled. We've been in a car, but like traveling on a plane together. Mm-hmm. Being with my family out of town together, because mm-hmm. I mean, we went to Pittsburgh, but we were like at India's house or
for different celebrations, but we drove there. This was our first time actually together flying,
and we weren't like, we couldn't go nowhere other than our hotel and like go out and explore in DC.
Yeah.
So how did you feel about it? How did you like it?
Next question. I was fine. No, it was cool. It was a good experience. You know, DC was, you know, it didn't seem quite as big, but it was big. Like, right away, we saw the monument coming down. We saw the White House, mm-hmm. like, from a distance. And, I mean, traveling-wise, like, driving in D.C., boy, I tell you,
I feel like driving anywhere out of town is not good, because we're not from there. Like, there's some problems, though. Like, the roads were a little wonky, but I feel like either way, there's anxiety when you are driving out of town and you're not from there.
Yeah, I don't know. So,
but on the bright side, India's birthday, it was her 30th, and we had a great time. We did karaoke, we ate a lot, it was a lot of good food. We went to a couple clubs. Nate wasn't too fond of that. He was more so of like the protector and trying to make sure everybody was safe, which is, you're very appreciated for.
Yeah, thank you.
What, you got something to say?
No, I'm just saying, like, man, I just being, me taking the role as being, you know, next to kin, like, no, Shonda's my wife, and then I have two sisters out there. I'm just, you know, I go into protective mode. I can't help to be protective when I know I got family around, especially when we out of town in unknown environment. So forgive me, sorry, but not sorry if I wasn't having a good time.
No, you were fine. You were fine. There was a little tension throughout the trip with me and Nate just because he was in his protector mode. But after we discussed everything, it made sense. We were on the same page and we moved on. But DC was fun. I would go back. I do recommend it. We went to Ben's Chili Bowl, which has been featured on like Food Network a number of times. Mm-hmm. The lady who owns it was actually there.
Should have took a picture, but
a couple people wanted to take a picture, but she's like, I don't know what her age is, so I don't want to say it to be incorrect, but I didn't want to disturb her day by being like, can you take a picture? Like, I just felt like she's earned her rest. Like, she can do whatever she want to do.
And that's probably what she wanted to do, because I said it was a music video that she was in that they was playing in the restaurant, and she was riding in a lowrider, hopping up and down.
I mean, I'm not saying she's not for a good time, but you don't know what the logistics behind that music video was. She could have got paid to do that. Or they could have made a generous donation to a charity or something. You just don't know.
Okay. Next time.
But yeah, so India had a great time. It was her 30th. Her theme was Barbie. She was very much a Barbie. She had a great time. So kudos to India for inviting us out to DC and showing us a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
Next up was the alumni game.
Oh, man, my knee's still hurting.
So I guess this is the second annual alumni game. The first one was last year. Nate and his siblings, Ralph and Morgan, played in that one.
Yeah.
They did ball out last year. This year, they also balled out. Morgan did her thing for the girls' team. This year, they had a girls' team. Last year, it was just co-ed. So Morgan definitely showed out for the girls. Nate got some dunks in.
Amen.
RJ had some hot moments. What else?
I was gonna say, like, we won, me and Ralph was on the same team, we won our first game, and then after that, that's when another team played, and then the girls played, and then we had it to me a shuffle, I ain't gonna lie, that Tamia Shuffle about took me out. I almost couldn't play the third game. But
yeah, they did Tamia Shuffle during the halftime.
Yeah, I caught a Charlie horse and I was like, oh man. And so thanks to Ralph, got the icy hot on me right away. But last game, I think we got cheated. You know, we lost in double overtime in an alumni game with a minute left on the clock. So I'm like, I don't even know how you can. It was no running clock, but anyway, it was a good time. Met with folks back from high school and previous years, current years, and past years. So it was a good time.
And I think that's what makes it fun is, like, it's so many different generations of people from Stivers that attend this game, and also just seeing the different, like, people who sign up for the game actually give it their all. Like, they do not come to play. Even, like, Nate, Morgan, and Ralph, they were like, we didn't practice this year like we did last year. We don't. But everybody got out there and did a great job. So,
cool. We ain't practiced last year. We just went out there. But yeah.
Y'all played a couple times.
No, we didn't.
Oh, well, RJ Morgan said he did.
Yeah, well, hey, I got to get better.
So after that, so another thing that we did was we went and seen Haunted Mansion with our nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say nieces and nephews, this was the Browns kids. This was the Davis kids, which is, well, no, they weren't there.
No, so it was the
Browns kids. It was the Boykin kids. And yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
It seemed like a lot of kids, but.
No, it probably seemed like a lot because the movie was long.
That's and it. Well, the Browns have three kids and my brother, Matthew. So Morgan and Jerry have three kids. My brother Matthew has three kids. He has twins and an older son. So it was six kids, which is a good amount of kids. And then it was four adults because it was me, Morgan, Jerry, and Nate. So, yeah. But I fell asleep. I got the gist of the movie.
I
understood it.
I'm like, the movie was long and you fell asleep.
I was knocked out. And I really don't go to sleep in movies, so you knew it was long. But it was a good movie. The kids enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that didn't fall asleep, because me and Malia was knocked out. And Matt might have fell asleep. I don't know.
Nah, it was, all in all, it was a good movie. It was longer than what I expected. But, you know, it was cool.
Very cute movie. Like, nice for if you want to watch something with your kids around Halloween. Very cute movie. Very lighthearted. Just that good, like, Disney Halloween, which is like a whole genre within itself. And I love Disney Halloween. So, shout out to Haunted Mansion.
Yep, yep.
I went to go see Barbie movie with Morgan and Asia.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't seeing that.
It was a good theme. Like, I really appreciated the Barbie movie. I personally, because I know there was a debate on if it's for kids. I think that, for me, I don't think so. Like, I don't think it was kid appropriate. I'm not judging nobody if, you know, their kid went and enjoyed the movie, whatever, like, to each his own. But for me, I wasn't comfortable taking my nieces to go see it if I didn't see it first. And after seeing it, like, I'm sure some of the stuff would have went over their head, but I also know my nieces are extremely smart. And I did not want them coming to me with questions about stuff that I was not ready to talk about with them. So, but all in all, I mean, to each his own. And y'all can let us know how y'all feel. Don't take it personal. Please don't, you know, come at me because I'm saying it wasn't for kids. But that's just my personal opinion.
Period.
And also, I like how they flipped it where, you know, the patriarchy, which exists in society, pretty much was what the Barbie world was in reverse. Like, women were on top and the men had to discover who they were, their identities, how they want to show up in society. So I think it was very, there were some good messages.
Mm. You had to put a spoiler alert right here.
It wasn't a spoiler though. I feel like it was, that's the gist, but you got to see the movie. You can't get the movie out of that, I feel like. Mm-hmm. What else we got? Oh, yeah. You're probably thinking why I'm holding this and what this is.
Yeah, I didn't get it for.
Well, we're going to start putting ratings on this podcast.
I didn't say nothing that was raunchy.
This is a light. Nate and I both had one. And this came from our good friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Chance and Anna Mitchell.
There y'all go.
The wedding was beautiful. It was in the woods, Stillwater
Resort.
Something like that.
In Macomb.
Beautiful, beautiful resort, beautiful wedding. They did so many cute things. They had beer cozies with their names on them, like baseball theme. Right. They had beer cozies. They had
his and hers.
His and hers drinks, which is, you know, typical for a wedding. They had cornhole, which was really cool. They had like cornhole boards that they had everybody sign. They're gonna go get them finished, and they'll be able to play. play cornhole with the boards. I don't know why my throat does that. Play cornhole with the boards, and then what else did they do that was really cute?
Well, they did take like a shot at the altar.
They took a shot at the altar.
That was fun.
That seemed like that was very much them. Like, they play volleyball together. They're in a volleyball league together. I think that's very beautiful. So, yeah, it was nice. It was a good time. The family was fun. I mean, no complaints, honestly. And we also stayed in a cabin, so we didn't go straight home. We got to stay in a cabin and kind of just chill out. I ended up leaving my phone at home. So, we were, I don't know how, 2 hours out?
An hour and a half. Yeah.
And so we weren't going to turn around. By the time I realized I didn't have my phone, I was just like, I'll be good. Like, I got you. You got your phone. I let my mom know where I was at. So if my mom needed to reach me or anybody needed to reach me and they couldn't, they would reach out to my mom. And my mom knew how to get in touch with me, which few other people do. Like, most of our close family knows. If Shonda's not picking up her phone, just call Nate.
Because I'll pick up.
And he doesn't leave his phone. Yep. So, speaking of weddings.
Burr, burr, burr.
Oh no, we need Larissa for that. That was terrible.
See what I deal with? I didn't even do hers. That was a different trumpet.
For all y'all who know Larissa, she does this horn. I'm not going to attempt to do it, but it's the best sound effect you could ever have.
Burr, 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 burr.
Okay, that was close, but.
Alright, whatever.
Congratulations to Gabby and Malik. Malik Perkins, Gabriella Clements.
Soon to be Perkins.
Congratulations. They got engaged.
There you go.
We have been a part of this group chat forever. It seems like forever. And we've been helping Malik put the pieces together for an engagement, which he executed. What was that? Was that Saturday? No, Tuesday. Yesterday. That was yesterday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
That's how you know I got COVID brain still, because everything just runs together. For real. I don't be knowing sometimes what the day is.
But yeah, it was a nice planned out event down at Riverscape. You know, Malik, like, he asked me to shoot his proposal. So I had everything geared up, ready, had him mic'd up. So that video's going to be out soon. It's lovely. I showed them clips of it and, you know, they were amazed. So just from one clip, so can't wait to edit it and put it all together. But yeah, it was a nice little time.
Yeah, Nate did his thing from what I saw, definitely. And I never doubt that you do your thing. So the video is gonna be lovely. For anybody looking for videos, just go ahead and hit my husband up. He will have you together. Shameless plug.
Ain't shameless. I'll take it.
Okay, so. Male, and y'all, give me grace. I'm gonna keep saying okay because this is the first time that we're actually timing ourselves and we're staying at the 30-minute mark. So that's why I'm like hitting bullet points. I like to just be transparent. Mm-hmm. So my niece got her license today. That was another big celebration because she reached out to me and asked me, could she use my car? I say yes. Mm-hmm. Got everything prepared for her to make sure, you know, like made sure the brake lights were working, made sure everything was what it needed to be, made sure my tags was updated because they were. I just couldn't find my sticker, so I had to buy a new sticker, which was like $7. But long story short, she was nervous. When she got there, she got in my car and then she asked me, like, you know, where was my brights and where was this? And she was just very thorough, which I was super impressed by. She ended up going with the instructor. Was gone for a long time, so me and her aunt Nicole was just like, if it's taking this long, we think she passed, we hope she passed, and she passed. So very proud of Mel. She's going to college. She's starting college this year at I won't tell y'all where she's going, but very proud of her. Like, I'm really excited for her and all the young people that we know, all the kids that are up around us and our family, because we see the example. Like, we see what we wish and hope for them to begin to manifest as they become adults. And it's just a beautiful thing to see. So congratulations, Mel.
Congrats, congrats.
We're proud of you. And then finally, another big thing that happened today was I got to get my mom's hair done. It was huge because my mom is very busy. She takes care of my dad. And sometimes I just feel like I can never do enough. So I was able to, you know, relieve her a little bit so she could get out the house, and she was able to go get her hair done. She loved it. So shout out to Mom. You are appreciated always. We love you.
Definitely. Love you, Mama. I know earlier she was texting me pictures of her and Uncle Tony at Michael Center and showed me all sorts of different screens. And I'm like, what's... It was one screen where it was just... It just reminded... I ain't gonna even say it, but it was just like so curved. And I'm like, what's the point of this screen like going curved vertical? And she was like, I don't know, but you could turn it sideways. So she was like, so that just shows like she's always like finding solutions and like just happy. But yeah, she loves Michael Center. I told her I was jealous. So yeah.
The funniest thing about this new, like what he just said, is there's this new thing that Nate and my mom got going on where they be texting each other more. And it's so cute, but it's just like hilarious to me.
Amen. My dog.
Like pen pals.
My dog. My dog.
So we have a little bit over like 13 minutes. I want to discuss what was like the biggest message or takeaway that you had from the week.
Not from the week or from the whole recap?
From like the since we did the last podcast.
Learn to let go, I say, because there's been things like you don't want to bring stuff up from the past, or you don't, or something happens in the moment, you don't want to hold on to it for it to come up at another time, like on that end of the spectrum. But even on the other end of the spectrum, like, let yourself go. Don't be so uptight. Let yourself be loose and enjoy the moment. So I would say that's what I learned, like, just to learn to let go, like, let go of being like so tense, and also let go of, you know, any hard feelings or whatever the case may be. Like, just let go, let God, go about your business, be positive. And then also from you too, like, also having a change of mindset, so that also helps a lot. So
okay, yeah, I feel like for me it's been a change of mindset is good, because I think that even when me and you have had our conversations and I've been encouraging you to like look at things differently, you know, I also feel like I've been encouraging myself to do that, like, because it's just like a recurring thing. Like, I feel like we can get so stuck in our heads sometimes just as people with everything going on. And so I'm also realizing that when I have conversations with the people closest to me, I'm not only like talking them through their stuff, or they're not only talking me through my stuff, but we're talking each other, we're talking ourselves through our own stuff. Because like the advice we give, oftentimes we're in process of that, like we're using that advice actively, and that's the only reason why we can kind of like give a little bit of, you know, encouragement for somebody to do the same. So I think that one thing I learned was like, the village is strong, the village is healing, the village is prospering, the village is growing. Like, I just feel like our village is really putting that work in. So, I mean, nothing but positive vibes, good energy. And also another thing that I'm reflective on is just to keep going. Like, I feel like this month and last month has been busy. Like, it's not slowing down. I feel like August is already a blur, and it's not even like, it's still the beginning of August, but we got stuff booked up. We got events, we got people to celebrate. So I just feel like for me, I'm still trying to balance out the celebrations and the good times with like business. And so,
yeah, I was gonna say, speaking of celebrations, just, you know, just remembering my dad recently as well. And so, I mean, his passing was the 8th of August. So I know me and my brother, my sister, and my sisters, well, we're all thinking about him, like his grandchildren, everybody was like, we thinking about him, you know, RIP dad, you know, like, you know, he's truly missed, and we love you down here. So we know you over above looking down on all of us, and just, you know, every now and then putting a little little, what they call, angel wink or something. Like, but like, I see something that reminds me of you. So I'm sure everybody else who loved you does as well. So
yeah,
just to say that.
And it's funny because you said somebody, I think it was your mom, saw a cardinal for your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my dad and my mom, they have this cardinal outside of their house.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say the name that they call it, but the cardinal just stays outside the house. Like, it's like the garden bird or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was different about today, my dad and his aide went to the store, and he said the bird followed them all the way from this, like, to the store and then back. Wow. And in my mind, I just was like, that's probably Mr. Ralph for real. Like, that's probably your dad, because I just feel like his energy is around. Like, I feel like he's that type of soul where it's like, he probably touches down every so often, like this around this time of year, probably around his birthday and around like big family stuff.
He'd be breaking out.
Like, I feel like he probably really do be touching down and be like stirring some stuff up, giving people like, you know, just that little like uplifting, and he keep it pushing. But mm-hmm. you are missed, Mr. Ralph. Pops, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we'll never stop celebrating you. So it doesn't just happen, you know, on a day you transition. Yeah. But it happens all the time.
Yeah, I got you. Eat a Coney, have a Miller for you, get on the game one time for you, well, all the time for you, but yeah, you already know.
And that's what we got, y'all. So we want to focus on keeping y'all informed so you can hear from us in a couple weeks. But until then, peace,
love,
bae,
bae cast.